ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 11, Text 21 through, we'll read together Text 27. There's no purports on 21 through 26. The Childhood Pastimes of Krishna. Shishuku vacha gopavrida mahot patam anubhuvya anabhuya brihatmane nandadaya samagamya vrajakaryam amanirayan. Sri Sukadeva Goswami continued, then one time having seen the great disturbances in Brihavan, all the elderly persons among the cowherd men, headed by Nanda Maharaj, assembled and began to consider what to do to stop the continuous disturbing situations in Braja. Tatro pananda namaha gopo gopo jnana vayodika desha kalarta tatvagya priya krid ramakrishnayo. At this meeting of all the inhabitants of Gokula, a cowherd man named Upananda, who was the most mature in age and knowledge and was very experienced according to time, circumstances and country, made this suggestion for the benefit of Rama and Krishna. Utattavyam itos smabir gokulasya hitai sibi ayanti atra mahotpata palanam nasaketava. He said, my dear friends, the cowherd men, in order to do good to this place, Gokula, we should leave it, because so many disturbances are always occurring here, just for the purpose of killing Rama and Krishna. Text 24. Mukta katanchit rakshasya balogya balognya balaka hyasau harer anugrahan nunam anas chopari napat. That the child Krishna, simply by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was somehow or other rescued from the hands of the Rakshasi Putana, who was determined to kill him. Then again, by the mercy of the Supreme Godhead, the handcart missed falling upon the child. Text 25. Chakravatena nityoham daityena viparam viyat Shirayam patitastatra paritatra sureshwarai. Then again the demon Trinavarta, in the form of a whirlwind, took the child away into dangerous sky to kill him. But the demon fell down onto a slab of stone. In that case also, by the mercy of Lord Vishnu or his associates, the child was saved. Yano yana mrieta drumayor antaram prapyalopalaka asav anyatamo vapi tarapyachyutarakshanam. Translation, even the other day neither Krishna nor any of his playmates died from the falling of the two trees, although the children were near the trees or even between them. This also is to be considered the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Text 27. Yavat atpatiko risto mrajam navibhavet ita tavat balan upanaya yasyamo nyatra sanugaha Yavad Otpatiko Risto Vrajam napi vavet itaha. Tavat balan upadaya. Yasya monyatra sanugaha. Yavat autpatikoristo. Vrajam napi vavet itaha. Tavat balan upadaya. Yasya monyatra sanugaha. Yavad autpatiko risto. Vrajam nabibavet itaha. Tavat balan upadaya. Yasya monyatra sanugaha. Yavad autpatiko risto. Vrajam nabibavet itaha. Tavan balan upadaya. Yasyamo netrasanukaha. Yavad autpatiko risto. Vrajam nabibavet itaha. Tavat balan upadaya. Yasyamo nyatra sanugaha. Yavat atpatiko risto. Raja nabi babet itaha. Tavat balan upadaya. Sasyamo nyatra sanugaha. Yavat utpatiko risto. Vrajan nabi bhavet itaha. Tavat balan upadaya. Yasyamo nyatra sanugaha. Yavat autpatiko risto. Vrajana bibavet itaha. Tavat balan upadaya. Yasyamo nyatra. Matajis. Yavan autpatiko risto. Vrajam nabi bhavet itaha. Tavat balan upadaya. Yasyamo nyatra sanugaha. Yavan autpatiko risto. Vrajam nabi bhavet itaha. Tavat balan upadaya. Yasyamo nyatra sanuga. Yavat. So long. Autpatikaha. Disturbing. Arishta. The demon. Brajam. This Gokula Brajbhumi. Na, not. Abhivavet itaha. Go away from this place. Tavat. So long. Balanupadaya. For the benefit of the boys. Yasyama. We shall go. Anyatra. Somewhere else. Sa anugaha, with our followers. Translation. All these incidents are being caused by some unknown demon. Before he comes here to create another disturbance, it is our duty to go somewhere else with the boys until there are no more disturbances. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Upananda suggested, by the mercy of Lord Vishnu, Krishna has always been saved from so many dangerous incidents. Now let us leave this place and go someplace where we may worship Lord Vishnu undisturbed before there is another cause of death from some demon who may attack us. A devotee desires only that he may execute devotional service undisturbed. Actually, we see, however, that even during the presence of Krishna, when Nanda Maharaj and the other coward men had the Supreme Personality of Godhead in their presence, there were disturbances. Of course, in every case, Krishna came out victorious. The instructions we may derive from this is that we should not be disturbed by so-called disturbances. There have been so many disturbances to our Krishna consciousness movement, but we cannot give up our forward march. On the contrary, people are receiving this movement very enthusiastically all over the world, and they're purchasing literature about Krishna consciousness with redoubled energy. Thus, there are both encouragements and disturbances. This was so even in Krishna's time. Yavada Pautika Risto Brajam Nabibhavetita Tavad Malan Upadaya Yasya Monyatra Sanuka. All these incidents are being caused by some unknown demon. Before he comes here to create another disturbance, it is our duty to go somewhere else with the boys until there are no more disturbances. Om Ajnanat Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chatsurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So here, the cowherd men assembled because there were so many disturbances there with all the demons coming, being sent one after another, causing so much harassment in their minds to Lord Krishna. Although it was Krishna Leela, it was his pastime. So they were thinking, Upananda, one of the senior cowherd men, suggested, let's get out of here. As they say in my country, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. In this case, when the going gets tough, the tough leave town. But in our Krishna consciousness movement, where Prabhupada is enunciating, we have so many disturbances. We have so many difficulties. Still, we stay and do our service to Lord Krishna. We have no business to go here and there and everywhere looking for what is ideal. In the mind of a materialistic person, the grass is always greener. On the other side, they say, the grass is greener. But it's only grass. Whether it's greener or yellower, it's grass. So grass isn't really greener. We have personal experience. We were this weekend, myself and Jai Chaitanya Prabhu, at the American College and Research Library convention at the Convention Center in Baltimore, Maryland. Big convention for the college librarians, who, when we got there, we found out were the last persons on earth that you would approach to give Krishna consciousness to. Mostly 50 to 70 year old ladies, 5'1", we won't mention their weight, and not interested Am I giving a good analysis? So we were thinking to leave this place. We had spent so much BBT money to go there and have the conference. The first night I was there alone, we hardly distributed any books, met a few people. Because the other part of the convention was the persons that were putting on the convention were giving out free alcohol. We're talking here vodka, vermouth, you know better than me. I don't know. All these drinks and free beer and foods that we can't even mention in front of the deities. Abominable food stuff. And everyone was partying. It was only 2 hours the first night. We distributed a few books. Next day, when Jai Chaitanya Prabhu arrived, we were having a hard time, very hard time. Not like the American Academy of Religion, where it's religious professors and they're very interested in Krishna consciousness, what's new, what's the Vedic version. These people weren't even interested in vegetarianism. Isn't it? Rare. I didn't really meet two vegetarians out of 20,000 people for the 2.5-day show. And Jai Chaitanya Prabhu, who's expert book distributor, said, I gotta go outside and chant. I can't deal with this. He walked outside. I was at the booth alone with these little old ladies. And somehow or other, he came back in after a half hour. Said I was chanting japa outside in front of the convention center. The middle of downtown. Pratt Street and the Inner Belt Highway, whatever it's called. The convention center of Baltimore. 2 square blocks, isn't it? Huge convention center. And as he's out chanting japa, someone passes by with long hair and says, Haribo! Which is always extremely heartwarming. So, even though we were not doing much of anything in terms of preaching Krishna consciousness. We gave out few sweets. The temple there had made some natural cookies, some health cookies out of sugar, butter, and white flour. We were a little stumped in how to present them, and Jai Chaitanya came up with the brilliant idea, homemade cookies. You couldn't say all natural. You couldn't say wheat-free, gluten-free, sugar-free, anything-free. It was flour, sugar, and butter. But it's prasadam. It was offered to Gauranitai Jagannath. It was prasadam. But perhaps not health food in the eyes of the public. So we were giving out many pieces of prasadam, and we were thinking, our business is to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. He was very keen on getting his books into libraries. As a matter of fact, one of his original disciples in the early 70s, who was dedicating you went to the libraries, isn't it? In India and South Africa, Africa, all over the world, all over Southeast Asia, wherever. Vyasaki Prabhu was on the library party. So we're trying to keep that mood in America. And these are the librarians, and these are the college libraries. So, Jai Chaitanya came rushing in. We were thinking, Utsahan nischaya darya tat karma pravartana. Sangatyaga tsatovite sadbir bhaktir prasidyati. That there are six qualities by Rupa Goswami mentions, says, in his Nectar of Instruction. To be enthusiastic, to be patient, utsayan nischayad, to be determined, daryat, tatat karma pravartanat, following rules and regulations of shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, hearing, chanting, remembering, sangatyagat, giving up the association of worldly-minded persons. We don't associate with persons of this world. Satovrite. But we follow the predecessor acharyas and associate with sadhus, with saintly persons. So we thought, this is our business. We give it our best try. Gambai mas, as they say in my country. We try hard. So he came rushing in, and the boy came to the table, and he made some small donation, took a few books. Still, it was a very difficult day. But we returned the last day. It was only a 2.25-day conference. Jai Jagannath. We returned the next day, thinking seriously about Rupa Goswami Prabhupada's instruction. He gave on the opposite side, Atyahara prayasascha prajalpo niyamagraha janasangascha lolyam cha sadbir bhakti vinasyati. Vinasyati, the word vinasyati is same as vinashaya chaduskritam. Where Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, I come, paritranaya sadunam vinashaya chaduspritam, to destroy the duspritinas, vinasyati. So our devotional service is destroyed when we are atyahara, eating or collecting too much, prayasascha, endeavoring in the wrong direction, atyahara prayasascha prajalpo, speaking useless idle talks about useless idle subject matters, niyamagraha, being too attached to following the rules and regulations without understanding them or rejecting the rules and regulations. Janasangas, what is that? Janasangas chalolyam cha, associating. Janasangas means, yes, Janasangas chalolyam cha. Janasangas is say it one more time in English. Okay, you just heard the answer. Chaloliam chai, being greedy for mundane achievements, becoming very popular, name, fame, adoration, distinction, profit. We knew we have to minimize. This is our business. So we went enthusiastically, patiently, determined, and all of a sudden, I think it was 11 o'clock, Jai Chaitanya calls it the miracle in Baltimore. I think first the ladies came. One lady came, she had a chain around her neck. And I was looking. I'm, what do you call, nearsighted. So when she got so close, I couldn't see with my glasses on. These glasses are for seeing far away. It's nearsighted. So when it's near, it becomes blurry. So she had some pendant. I thought it was Hanuman. I couldn't see. And Jai Chaitanya said, "What's that pendant?" She was a little old lady wearing a beautiful pendant. She said, "Oh, that's Krishna. Do you know who he is? Isn't it? It's Krishna playing his flute." Confirmed. And we went on, and Jai Chaitanya went on to preach to her, explain everything, and all of a sudden, he showed her the set of Srimad Bhagavatams for her library. I think she is from Decatur, Georgia, the University of Georgia in Decatur. She bought a set of Bhagavatams. While she was buying the set of Bhagavatams, another little old lady walked up. I started talking to her. And she said, "Oh, I have Bhagavad Gita. I like it very much. I read it." And we started discussing with her. And we thought, "Utsahan nischayat daryat. Why don't you take a set of Bhagavatams? We'll carry it to your car." Big convention center. She said, "Can you ship it?" And immediately, she bought a set of Bhagavatams and 3, 4, 5 other books. Within 10 minutes, these were all within a half hour time period. I think it was 11 in the morning. Within 10 minutes, the boy from the day before who said Hari Bol and gave a very small donation came back and he said, "I was trying to sleep all night and all I could think about was you guys and the books here at the table and how you had offered me the full set, and I want to buy the full set of Bhagavatams." I think in a 40 minute period, 3 sets of Bhagavatams were distributed. He bought the set of Bhagavatams, talked with the devotees, went on his way. I think he came back an hour later and said, "What else can I take?" We piled him up. I think it was about 60 assorted books. He's from the Berklee College of Music in something, Hartford, Connecticut, someplace in Connecticut. And he said he's the head librarian of this small music school. He will pass out whatever books we give him to everyone who comes in the library as a gift for entering the library. So we filled him up with a 35 to 40 pound, 20 kg, case of mixture of Bhagavad Gita, Beyond Illusion and Doubt, Science of Self-Realization, Journey of Self-Discovery, Krishna book, Nectar of Instruction, all kinds of books. And he was so eager that he wrote the next... He's writing you every few hours, texting. And he's not... He's coming here. Might return the books. He wrote that he wants to become full-time Hare Krishna. He's already read first 5 chapters of first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. He's already back to work passing out the books. Of course, the rest of the day was a little bit slow. But that 1 hour Krishna saw, they're trying, utsahan, nischayat, dharayat, tatat karma pravartanat, sangatyagat satovrite, they're trying to follow, and Krishna reciprocated, just like Krishna's reciprocating. Prabhupada said Krishna reciprocated in protecting this movement. So many disturbances, and Krishna has always protected that this movement is going on and increasing. There in Baltimore, we walked in the temple room. The temple room, the old temple that came from 1971, I think, 74, Srila Prabhupada was in. And it's an old building, kind of run-down building. You walk in the temple room, Prabhupada's there, and 15 feet in front are the deities. And the people, they come, 300 people for the Sunday feast. They stand outside in the winter, they're speakers for the Sunday feast, and they stand and listen to the Sunday feast. True story. Of course, they're building humongous, we went on the tour, temple in Bagh. With temple room as big as New Dwarka, as big as Rukmini Dwarkadish's temple. And two floors, one for Prasadam Hall, one for temple. But when you walk in the old temple room, Prabhupada's there, Gornitai Jagannath Swami, Baladev Subhadra. And next to Prabhupada is a picture of Radha Krishna. So we went up and looked, what is that picture? It's 8 by 10, maybe a little bigger. Lo and behold, Rukmini Dwarkadish. All over the world. You go anywhere, Rukmini Dwarkadish is everywhere. Because of the great seva of the pujaris and the devotees. Rukmini Dwarkadish are so beautiful. Of course, they're beautiful by themselves. But their glory is spread all over the three worlds. So, this story that Srila Prabhupada is giving the purport to, and it's being explained that this ISKCON society has had so many setbacks. Big suits. They put me in charge in, I believe it was the late 90s, they made me the president of International BBT. And I was quite surprised because I wasn't considered the favorite amongst the international trustees. I used to make noise that not everyone appreciated. And I couldn't understand why they made me president until a little bit later when that year we went into receivership because of a lawsuit from our Krishna youth that all the temples and BBT International went into a bankruptcy court. Of course, they fired me 8.5 years later when the bankruptcy ended and the case was settled. I think within 2 weeks of the case settling, they said, sir, we no longer need your services. I thought, how? I looked at the calendar and it was like just the same week that it started and it ended. Only during the receivership, the bankruptcy court proceedings until it, when it began and until it ended. And that was it. But we've been through so much disturbances. And the Krishna conscious movement grows. Prabhupada says more and more books are being distributed. Every year, book distribution increasing over the last 7 years by 10-20%. Last year, book distribution increased, I think it was by 16%. We're making chart for the trustees in the world. North America, book sales increased in the last 8 years by 165%. So even though there are so many disturbances, so-and-so has become the political leader. There's been earthquakes, there have been tornadoes, there have been lawsuits, there have been attacks, there have been psychological attacks and mental disturbances. All of these things, anyway, the Krishna consciousness movement is going on and increasing every year, always increasing, somehow or other by Krishna's grace. Even they try to create a disturbance. I remember in Chicago, we were there in the 70s, before you were born, except for a couple of us. You were also visiting there sometimes, traveling there. There were two guys that just didn't fit in. Naikatma, you remember. I think Savas was there. They were very strange characters, very mundane characters. And they only lasted a day or two. And the president told us all that the Chicago, what is it, Chicago Police Department, or Evanston Police, I can't remember, sent some representatives, some patrolmen, to check out what the heck the Hare Krishnas are doing. They came to create a disturbance. They wanted to arrest the devotees for doing something wrong. But instead they said that we can't even do this. Getting up at 4 in the morning, eating your vegetarian food, chanting Hare Krishna, 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 all morning. All the austerities and penances, they said, you must be religious. You must be bona fide. That's our report, they told the president. They admitted who they were. And they said, that's going to be our report to the superior officers, that you guys are the real deal. We're not going to help go after you. This is incredible. I don't know how you guys do this. Cold shower in Chicago. They disconnected the hot water knob. So everyone would wake up as soon as the first person showered, because it was, as they say, a blood-curdling scream. It was winter in Chicago, and the shower was as cold as the snow. Colder. The water coming out sometimes would be a little bit frozen. 33 degrees, 34 degrees. Never hot shower. They couldn't tolerate the cold shower, the waking up early, the eating a little bit khichdi, 8 chickpeas, and a little piece of ginger on wax paper on the floor. They were sleeping on the floor. 12 people in a room, head, toe, head, toe, head, toe. So much austerity and penance. They tried to stop the Krishna consciousness movement, but they couldn't. So many stories there are I know that Giriraj Maharaj comes and tells the wonderful story about the Mumbai temple and Mr. Nair, how they tried to stop our Krishna consciousness movement, Radharas Bihari, in Mumbai and Bombay. And on the contrary, Mr. Nair was stopped. The Krishna consciousness movement is flourishing in Mumbai. Wonderful story. Mayapur also. They tried to stop the devotees. They attacked our Mayapur Chandradoya Mandir. Prabhupada said they were after me. But they arrested some devotees, some sannyasi, and leaders of the temple. And devotees came out victorious. Mayapur Chandradaya Mandir is flourishing. So we just have to stick to Rupa Goswami Prabhupada's divine instruction. We are Rupanugas. We are Prabhupadanugas. We follow Srila Prabhupada's instruction. We don't just follow the Vedas. Any Veda will do. We follow Srila Prabhupada. This is Prabhupada's movement. We read Prabhupada's teachings. We don't jump over his head and go here, there, and everywhere. We are Prabhupadanugas. And that's a very beautiful thing. And as long as we stay fixed on Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet, Rupa Goswami Prabhupada's lotus feet, Lord Krishna, Rukmini Dwarkadisha's lotus feet, that are being seen all over the universe, then Krishna conscious movement will spread and spread far and wide, increase always. We have to have that faith. It's happening with us, if we're willing, or without us. So let's make that effort to assist Srila Prabhupada, and we'll be blessed, and the world will be blessed. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga.